emotional. We're going through the emotions. We're going definitely going through the emotions. And I think time is important. Your energy is important. You as a person, you are important, you know. And you never look at that and say, you know what? I got to give myself a break. Like, this is just too much. You know, if you got the energy to get out there and date, you know, all I say is be careful because, you know, especially when you do online dating, girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
Girlfriend. Look, girlfriend. I tell myself, I said, I would never get on Plenty of Fish. That pool, that water is contaminated. Like, it's something in that water. What is in that water? You know?
It's polluted.
You know it's polluted. And then I gave myself a notion. I said, okay, let's try something else. And like I said, I think when they build those profiles and they think about what it is that people really want, those questions are not realistic. Though some of the things are not realistic because people are looking for specific things. I think sometimes they need to narrow down these questions to real life situation, you know, real life stuff. Like, do you like your girl to wear a weave? Do you like this person to wear fake nails? Yeah. Or do you like a person with a lot of makeup? Or are you really just ready to just want to have sex? You need to put that on there. Because guess what? If that's not the case, I'm a bypass you. It'll save a lot of time. It would save a lot of time in a lot of areas. And you don't have to go and be like, wow, dang, I didn't even think about that. You know? Because a guy could get with you and be like, well, and I've heard people say, well, your profile doesn't, you don't look anything like your profile picture. Did you have weave in your hair the first time? And that's, to me, that's a turnoff for that person. Because they're looking at that picture thinking that's the person they're getting ready to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that whole dating scene goes into, when you're single, you need to be thinking about that. If you're going to get online, how are you going to build your profile? Are you going to be honest? Are you going to tell them, you know, are you going to leave out some things? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it?
And I totally agree that the questions need to be more detailed. And honestly, we need to be able to click several pages of questions if we're just realistic.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be down to maybe 15, 20 questions. No, there's a lot more to that. I even think, I can say this. I did sign up for a lesser known site.
What site is that? I'm nosy.
They're not paying me, so I will not be saying their name on the air. So I will tell you later. But on this lesser known site, I feel like from what I have seen, with more of the popular sites, it did have a little bit better questioning. However, it could still definitely be improved. So I may need to even apply for a job to help them do the questions. So, because as you stated, it definitely needs to be clear if the person is looking for long-term partnership or marriage, that needs to be notated versus if you just want fun times and sex.
Yeah.
Also, what is happening to people too, and I really, really caution women to be careful with this, is with the, I'm calling it a trend because it's more trendy right now than I feel like it were initially. You may think you're talking to Bob, but you could be talking to Bob and Patty, and they're trying to set up a throuple situation. So if that is not for you, make sure you make that clear, because you could be talking to someone else, and you don't even know it. I've seen a couple videos that has happened to women, and they're doing the wise thing, smart thing, meeting up in a public place, lots of people around, and then here comes Bobby that they see in the picture with this other woman, and then it's like, oh, we thinking, we want you,